temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City, holding it down on the boards. And much love to you for holding it down here with us on the Infinity Sports Network. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local radio affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you talk to a smart speaker at home, at work, in the bathroom like we do in the office in New York, just ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah. Hickey, that's always weird. Are the speakers still in the bathroom?
Oh, of course, yeah. Why would they go anywhere?
I don't. Maybe they'd be embedded into the ceiling, right? Maybe better.
You don't like it right on the mirror, right there in the corner?
Man, the first time I walked into the restroom, I said, is this sanitary? I said, what? That speaker hears everything in that bathroom, bro.
Well, I was thinking the same thing. You got to watch the noises you make.
That speaker. Now, who goes in there? Have you heard somebody talk to it?
No, I have not. I've never been in a fortune when they're trying to program it. That'd be great. Like from the stall. Hey, Alexa. Put on the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah. While somebody's going in there to do a number, whatever, right? Oh, my God. Oh, man. Anyway.
That's a way to pass the time, right?
That's
why we're here, to pass the time.
We're here to help you pass the time. And so whether you're sitting in your vehicle or you're sitting on the throne, we got you covered. And you could be sitting on a boat, on a plane. Who made a commercial about that, right? Was that the deodorant people that made a commercial about that?
On a boat, on a plane?
Yeah. Was it
Axe?
Yeah, no. What was the guy? I'm on a boat. I'm on a plane. That was Old Spice, right?
I mean, the way you said it made it seem like it was that Old Spice guy.
That's what I think. I'm on a horse. Is that what he said? I'm on a horse.
Yes, I'm on a horse.
Yes, that's the Old Spice guy. He says, I'm on a horse. Wow.
I forget the rest of the commercial, but yes.
Man, that commercial, I Googled it quickly. That commercial like 15 years old.
They are creative, Old Spice.
Are they?
I mean, do you clearly remember their commercial more than any other commercial.
Yeah.
At least deodorant-wise.
Is that the guy? They also got Terry Crews popping pecs. Was that him?
Ooh.
No, I don't know.
I don't know if he was. Maybe. I don't remember who.
I feel like they made a mockery of that guy who was on a horse. Like, Terry Crews, I'm popping pecs. I don't know.
Well, he's somewhere with the shirt off at all times. So
we've had amazing commercials. I mean, do you remember the Budweiser Frogs?
Budweiser Frogs? No.
No? Oh, man. Famous Super Bowl commercial. The Frogs, the Frogs said Budweiser. They ribbited out, they verbalized that, you know, the Budweiser. Iconic commercial, Budweiser. And the Frogs, it's a classic commercial. It's like the M&M's commercial that they run every Christmas. You know, just classic stuff. But I'm on a horse. Why were we talking about that? Oh, why? Because we have a smart speaker in the bathroom in the Odyssey office.
That's right.
Okay. Anyway. Wherever your smart speaker is, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And boom, we pop right on up. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We already had a good old time. Thank you so much to David Sampson, former president of the Miami Marlins. And now he hosts a show every day. Nothing personal with David Sampson. He's on CBS Sports HQ. He's everywhere. We got Ramona Shelbourne going to join us in about 15 minutes. Senior writer at ESPN. She's a part to help produce this new show. It's actually a series that's going to be out today on FX. It's called Clipped, and it's about Donald Sterling. And so, of course, with Ramona Shelbourne coming through, I got to ask her about some of the news that broke today surrounding LeBron James. And not necessarily LeBron, but J.J. Redick, his new buddy, his new podcast host, who sat around with LeBron for the past, 2 months? Hickey, this has to be the world's longest job interview. Shams is saying that the Lakers are dialing in on him right now. So a two-month job interview to hire this guy, that's quite diabolical, right?
I love that, right? The report today, it's not even that they're hiring him. It's that there was a zoning in on him being the front runner of a candidate. Have they even interviewed anyone in the last 2 months? We've heard nothing about that job ever since it first opened. And it's, J.J. Redick is a serious candidate. What have they been doing the last 2 months?
Nothing.
ESPN made them, or the NBA made them, try to wait till the finals are over to not take another analyst off the broadcast
booth? Oh, my God. Oh, that's right. J.J. Redick is sitting here. Who's he going to sit there with? Doris Burke?
And Mike Breen. Bang.
Bang. Yeah. What a way they screwed this up, right? They screwed it up. Like, there was nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with Jeff Van Gundy and having Mark Jackson there. And they decided to give them the boot to bring in Doc Rivers, who most people don't want to hear Doc Rivers speak. I don't think it's anything personal. I just think it's a matter of his voice. He has a coach's voice. And then he gets brutalized online on the internet. And so why exchange that? Every now and then Jeff Van Gundy caught crap, but they were entertaining. And so this is a matter of why are you trying to fix something if it's not broken? And so now Doc Rivers goes to coach the Milwaukee Bucks. They put in J.J. Redick as a replacement. And in less than 3 years, they've gone through three different analysts. And it's just like, y'all screwed up. Like, y'all should be begging Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson to come back. I'd be shocked that they want to. Hickey, by the way, you want to know who's doing a podcast, I think?
Who's that?
Mark Jackson.
Really?
I think Mark Jackson's doing a podcast. He hasn't said anything stupid like Patrick Beverly yet, so maybe that's why we don't know about it as much.
Interesting. About the NBA, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Current doings?
Yeah, I don't know what else Mark Jackson would talk about. Maybe, wasn't he a pastor at one point? Maybe it's religious in nature. I don't know.
True, or go back to the olden days when he played, talk about the good old days.
Do we need that? Do we need more guys doing that?
We don't, but a lot of people don't listen to that advice and still do it anyway.
We got Rasheed Wallace and Draymond Green beefing about which team would beat which. I'm like, come on, what are we doing here?
Wait, was that based off of Maggie and Perloff's discussion this morning?
Was it?
Or yesterday?
I don't know. I feel like this is like a couple days old between the two of them.
Oh, okay.
Rasheed is like, we'd beat the, I don't know what year, 17, 18 Warriors. And Draymond is like, oh, you 2004 Pistons, y'all couldn't score if you needed to. It's like, what are we doing?
Who cares?
It's like, exactly. Let's just see Rasheed Wallace. If they were in a fight, I'd take Rasheed Wallace.
100%. 100%.
I'm taking Rasheed Wallace over Draymond Green. Rasheed Wallace has the length, and I think he'd get him with one good one, and that'd be curtains. Old guys with podcasts. Rasheed. Paul Pierce pops up. I don't know what he does. What is he on?
I think just his own thing, right? Him and KG?
I can't.
He got fired from ESPN after that one, infamous.
He was on a Disney property, a Disney employee with the strippers and the marijuana.
That's right. Just having a good old Tuesday night.
Not gonna work.
Mickey Mouse said, not on my watch.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse says, hey, you're gonna do the strippers, do it on your own time.
Exactly right.
Don't put it on video. What's her name? Mickey, what's his wife?
Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse would be offended. Yeah. Those mascots get down, though, Hickey. Have you seen Mrs. Met?
I have. If you haven't seen Mrs. Met, I would Google it.
I've seen Mrs. Met hanging out with everybody but Mr. Met.
When they
do the video, well, they're not the videos. See, here in Atlanta, they do it a lot. You know, we got mascots. We got Freddy the Falcon. We have Harry the Hawk.
Stupid Blooper.
Oh, yeah, we got Blooper. Blooper's a cool guy.
Idiot.
We got Blooper. Yeah, he's here. And so every now and then, the mascots just, they all end up at one game. And then they import like 50 other mascots from another city. And then every time I see Mrs. Met with the other baseball mascots, is she the only female mascot? Has to be, right? There's no.
In baseball?
Does Bernie the Brewer have like a wife or something?
I don't think there's a Mrs. Brewer.
Oh, maybe it's his mustache. Sometimes he looks like what's that guy's name? Yosemite Sam.
You lost me there.
Yosemite Sam is from Looney Tunes with the beard, except for his beard is red and the Brewer's is yellow. No.
Is he like the guy with the gun?
Yes.
Okay.
Blasting off.
Yeah, yeah. All right. I could see it. Yeah, I could see it. The long mustache.
I think Bernie the Brewer has a wife. I think he does.
Well, she's Googled not around it as much as Mrs. Met.
Oh, Mrs. Met is around, of course. Anyway. No, Bernie the Brewer doesn't have a wife. He just looks like Goldilocks. So maybe I mistook his mustache for like long locks. But anyway. Let's get away from the mascot issues. We don't need problems here. Anyway, congratulations to Christian McCaffrey. He has no issues because today Christian McCaffrey got himself a brand new contract, or at least a contract extension, with the San Francisco 49ers. They tacked on 2 years, $38 million. If you can do math like me, that's $19 million per year at the back end of his contract. He is signed through 2027 when he will be 31 years old. He was already the highest paid running back at 16 per. Alvin Kamara is now way behind him at 15. Jonathan Taylor's at 14. Hickey, how many games is he playing this year?
I'm going to say 14.
I'm going to say 8.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I think he's cooked. Saquon Barkley is making 12.6, and Josh Jacobs, and people forget this, Josh Jacobs isn't on the Raiders anymore, people. Josh Jacobs is on the Packers. He's making $12 million a year. And so Christian McCaffrey is making $5 million more, almost $5 million more than the next dude in Alvin Kamara. Christian McCaffrey, he spoke today. He says, I'm thankful to be here with the Niners for the next forever.
I really appreciate the players on the team. I think, you know, anytime you sign an extension, obviously you're individually really happy. But then you also have to think about the other guys on the team who have helped you get there and who are a big part of your individual success. So I really, you know, I'm very thankful that I'm on a team with guys like that, with a great staff, just an overall great organization, takes care of the players. And so I've had nothing but an amazing experience in my time here, and I'm really fired up that I'm staying.
It's in the family's genes. I feel like this is the 20th McCaffrey here in the NFL. I know his dad with the Broncos and then his grandfather. And then, I mean, damn it, he just got a brother who just got drafted as well. This is nuts. Luke, what team did he end up on? Let's see. Washington, yeah. Like, how many more McCaffreys does the NFL need? And then you got a running back here. Everybody knows that you get a running back, you run him into the ground. The usage for Christian McCaffrey has been ridiculous. I remember when he initially signed the contract right out of the gate with the Panthers. It's like he signed a deal, and the next thing you know, he was dealing with a high ankle sprain for almost the next year in its entirety. And so is there concern that having him sign until he's 31 is going to stink or mess him up? And his head coach, Kyle Shanahan, said, I ain't worried about nothing.
Christian is one of the more talented people I've ever been in my life. But if I didn't speak about that, I'd say he's almost the biggest overachiever I've been in my life. It's been around in my life in terms of how obsessive he is with every little thing. And just, you guys have heard us talk about him, but that's where he's extremely unique. And, I mean, if you, as you get older with age, you lose a step or something, it that's not what makes Christian great. That's how he is the same player down in and down out. And yeah, it's great to have all the talent that he does have. And he takes care of his body as good as anyone. So you don't picture him losing any of that because of a number. But if that stuff does happen, Christian's always going to be a good football player until he decides not to be. And we're not really concerned with that at all with his type of personality.
They should pay him more money. They should. $19 million a year. That's because they had to plug him in as a running back, okay? Justin Jefferson, man, is making $35 million a year. I mean, we can talk about who's more valuable or less valuable, running back versus a wide receiver. Christian McCaffrey last year rushed for about 1,500 yards with 14 touchdowns. He had another 564 yards receiving to go along with 7 TDs. There's a reason why he's the highest paid, quote unquote, running back. Hickey, you could argue he should make a little bit more than that.
I mean, there's a real argument for if you kind of just eliminate health for a second, that he's the most valuable player in the league, or maybe should be the highest paid player in the league, maybe behind Mahomes.
Look, I think so. It's just that, hey, it takes one hit for him to be done and be right. Cooked. That's it. That's the only reason. But all things considered, it's like Brock Purdy, when he gets paid and they got to pay him, I guess at this point Brock Purdy's going to get $50 million a year. Brock Purdy better give a commission over to Christian McCaffrey. He better. I mean, he owes everybody on that offense. He just fell. And I give him credit because a lot of people don't give him credit. It's only the weapons around him. It's only the weapons around him. Man, he ended up in an ideal situation. I mean, who would be shocked if the Niners were back in the Super Bowl next year? Nobody would. Congratulations, Christian McCaffrey, getting a 2-year extension, almost making $20 million as a running back. That's nuts. I don't think anybody's getting that close. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, it's time to have a conversation with ESPN senior basketball writer Ramona Shelbourne. Of course, we're going to talk about the finals. Talk about this show she helped produce on FX as well. It's called Clip. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Getting ready to track down Ramona Shelbourne and see what she's doing. Probably getting scoops or something. I don't know. Telling us what we don't know about. I don't know. What's this guy? JJ Redick. Who thought that some of the great NBA players were playing alongside firefighters and plumbers. And in an interesting twist, and I feel like we get this news fed to us about once a week now at this point in time. I get it. We're a couple of days from the start of the NBA Finals. We don't want to have breaking news, and even though we have coaches like Bickerstaff who have been given the boot. But would the Lakers just jump the front of the line when it comes to news breaking? Because it feels like week after week, all we hear about is that J.J. Redick is going to be the newest head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers and that the Lakers are narrowing things down. Well, as Hickey and I discussed privately here, I mean, we got to look back at least 3 weeks or to a month is when we heard Sam Cassell's name as somebody who would come by and be a possibility. We haven't heard a peep since. And this is like one of the biggest diabolical ploys I think we've seen in sports for LeBron James to sit around since, what, February at the All-Star break and pretty much decide that, hey, I'm going to sit down and do an X's and O's podcast with J.J. Redick. Like, what are the odds that they sit down and do a podcast and then all of a sudden J.J. Redick becomes like the leading candidate to give this man or to take the head coaching position away from Darvin Ham? It's wild stuff. I guess everything LeBron James wants, LeBron gets. We talked about this last hour, LeBron James already taking an approach of how much he misses Kyrie Irving. And it's jealous to not be running up and down the court with him. Take a listen to what he said on this podcast, Mind the Game, with J.J. Redick.
Sitting here watching it, you know, I'm like, I'm playing like so fucking happy and so proud and to watch him and continue his growth or whatever the case may be. And at the same time, I'm so fucking mad at the same time that I am not his running mate anymore. So I'm like, I just remember those times. To have a guy like Kyrie Irving as the ultimate wild card, that's like having that's like having a draw four in your hand every time someone deals you cards in Uno.
Yeah, well, LeBron James can't always get what he wants, right? We're going to find out soon enough about his son, where his son gets drafted or not drafted. Reportedly, now he's in the space of the Los Angeles Lakers second round, at the end of the second round. LeBron James typically always gets what he wants. You know, right before we went to break as well, we talked to you about, well, somebody got what they want. Christian McCaffrey getting almost a $40 million extension. A lot of NFL players ain't necessarily getting what they want. LeBron wanted Kyrie. They're not together. CeeDee Lamb is not at work. Justin Jefferson just got a contract, paying him $35 million a year. CeeDee Lamb decided not to show up to work for the Dallas Cowboys. He's not doing it. He wants that deal. He wants that money. And so now that Justin Jefferson got paid and they were selected in the same draft and they have similar career numbers, Adam Schefter was on Pat McAfee and he talked about how Jefferson's deal could affect CeeDee Lamb's. Listen to this.
Jerry Jones made a reference earlier this offseason to the fact that the Cowboys wanted to get a deal done with CeeDee Lamb, but CeeDee Lamb was in no rush to get that deal done. And the reason that CeeDee Lamb wasn't in any rush to get a deal done was because of the deal today. Well, the deal today is now done. And if you look at their numbers side by side, yes, CeeDee Lamb played more games due to Justin Jefferson's injuries, but the numbers are comparable. Do I think CeeDee Lamb is as good as Justin Jefferson? No. Do I think he's going to get that contract? No. But how far south of Justin Jefferson is CeeDee Lamb going to get? And I think that's why he was waiting for this deal to come in. $35 million a year average, $110 million in guarantees. I think all of us could sit here today and debate what we think the value of CeeDee Lamb should and would be. And again, I think we'd all agree it would be south of Justin Jefferson, but how much south? And that's the question. And that's now left up to CeeDee Lamb and the Dallas Cowboys to go figure out.
Can it be any further south? I mean, if I'm CeeDee Lamb, I'm looking at the numbers and I'm saying, yeah, they're too close for the most part. CeeDee Lamb drafted 17th in that COVID draft of 2020. Justin Jefferson goes 22nd overall. CeeDee Lamb has the same amount of catches as Jefferson, 395 to 392. CeeDee Lamb has more receiving touchdowns, 32 to 30. Jefferson has way more yards, okay? Almost 5,900 to 51. And this is only because CeeDee Lamb has played in six more games because of the injuries due to Justin last year. Justin Jefferson is the better wide receiver, but why? All things considered, why should CeeDee Lamb say, hey, just I'm durable. I can actually play. What, is he going to wake up and settle for $34 million while the guy who was drafted behind him is making $1 million more? Is that the type of semantics we're going to get into? It might be. I mean, yesterday we had a great conversation with R.J. Choppy, co-host morning show and 105.3 The Fan out in Dallas. And I asked him about how the Dallas Cowboys do business. And he pretty much told me these Dallas Cowboys, they operate like a mom and pop shop, even though they're worth what? Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Listen to RJ.
They operate in their own world, man. It's like they, Jerry's got his own schedule. They sign guys on their own time. They don't really believe in market value. It's a wild organization. It's the world's biggest mom and pop, this organization. It really is. Between all that, they've somehow won 12 games three years in a row. They put a really good product on the field, a really good team. Every year, this is a good team. You can go back to Parcells, and the only years they've been below 500 is when they lost their quarterback to an injury.
That's crazy. Hickey, we hear the same damn thing all the time, mom and pop, about the Los Angeles Lakers. What, the two biggest franchises are just mom and pops out here? They're selling bagels and cookies?
Which is crazy. If you want to include a third with the Yankees and, you know, some of their purse string, you know, holding on to and not really getting ready to spend the big bucks, three of the most valuable brands in North America are all running on some sort of lower-level system. It's bizarre.
That's like that's the trifecta for front runners. If you run into somebody, hey, what are your favorite teams? I like the Lakers, the Yankees, and the Cowboys. They are front runners from the 90s, and it stinks. Don't trust that person. RJ Choppy continued on, asked him about what the hell this means and the deal, and he says, "Well, man," he said, "Jerry Jones really ain't no GM." He's just the GM for the big dudes because he's a boss. He only wants to hang out with the top players. Listen to what RJ said.
Jerry doesn't – he's not the GM. I mean, he has the final say, but he's not running things the way we think – a lot of the common people think that he is. He's the GM for Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and then there's other guys who are the – that was always the joke when it was even 10 years ago. He was Romo's GM and Witten's and DeMarcus Ware's and – T.O. and Dez and everybody else, they went to Steven. And I think that's kind of what it is. Like, you know, he's the GM over the top guys, and everybody else filters down.
Everybody else filters down. Yeah, Jerry Jones, he doesn't have time for the plumbers and the firemen on the back of the roster. And that's a nod to Mr. J.J. Redick, who's soon to probably be the next head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. I cannot wait for that story. That is going to be drama over the next year. It's not official, but you know it's likely going to take place. I can't wait. It's pretty funny. The Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees. Oh, they know drama. And they know how to spend money too, even if they're mom and pops. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to see what the hell is going on with Ramona Shelbourne. And then speaking of big money, when we come back from break, we already told you about one knucklehead who screwed up his money in his life big time by betting on baseball. Ipe Mizuhara decided to bet big with somebody else's money. It didn't work out. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Get into some more basketball as well. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more. From people who know the team the best, it's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, this is cool. I know this one. This is Ski Yee by Sexy Red. Hickey, you like Sexy Red, right?
Ski.
I know the song.
You went to the concert?
I did not make it to the concert.
Oh.
She's more of a one-hit wonder in my eyes with this
oh,
song.
Oh, no. With this song?
I like this song. I can't pretend I know much of her work otherwise.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Is it better?
Let's just say I can't repeat a lyric.
Wow.
From any of the others. I don't know. Get it sexy. No, she got another song. Get it sexy. Get it sexy. But the song that made her famous, I can't repeat it. It would make what they say about a church lady. You make her blush. Is that what they say?
Yes.
Yeah, let's just say the song is very graphic.
Hmm.
It's about, never mind.
Probably better off.
Yeah, let's just never mind. Here, let's do this. I want to tell you about the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Philly's ace, Zach Wheeler. Lockdown last night. One run. Struck out six dudes in seven innings, and the Phillies beat the Brewers 3-1. Wheeler picked up his seventh win of the season. His ERA is now 2.23. It's the seventh best in baseball. Locking down. At least they got something to be happy about. The next two dudes I'm going to tell you about, pretty miserable. Pretty sad. These guys are going down, and I can't even say going down without a fight. They're in trouble. They got caught. Let's start off with the more famous of the two. It's kind of crazy when you think about somebody's interpreter being more famous than a baseball player. It is Ipe Mizuhara. And why is he famous? Not because he was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, but because he was Shohei Ohtani's interpreter who was robbing from the man. Well, he got sentenced today. And, well, no, he pled guilty. And we know what he's facing. He could be facing a 33 years in prison. I don't know if you're going to see that long. Just take a listen from KCAL out in California.
Let's get to our number one story. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter just pleaded guilty to stealing nearly $17 million from the baseball star to pay off illegal gambling debts. KCAL News reporter Tina Patel is live outside Santa Ana Federal Court with how it all happened.
As expected, Ipe Mizuhara entered guilty pleas to two criminal charges. During the hearing, the judge asked Mizuhara if he could explain what happened in his own words. Mizuhara did not use Ohtani's name, just said that he used the access to victims' bank accounts and falsely took money. Then he entered two pleas, one to bank fraud, another to filing a false income tax return. He could face more than 30 years in federal prison when he is sentenced. That sentencing date has been set for October 25th. In addition to the years in prison, Amy, he could also face deportation since he is not a U.S. citizen.
Oh, man. Yo. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Hickey, why are people making these decisions? Do people not think? I get it. People make mistakes. I make mistakes. You make everybody makes mistakes. You just got to make a big mistake and just keep on digging deeper into the hole, man. This is crazy.
I mean, that's why gambling is so dangerous, because, like, this sounds nuts, right? Like, he's going to be in jail for, what, 30 years maybe and get deported, so your life is over. But when it comes to illegal gambling and the people you're working with, what's the other option?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying he was stealing Ohtani's money to pay off the debts he had. Right. That was his only option, I guess, to pay off the debts was to steal money. So if he wasn't going to steal the money and commit the crimes,
they'd break his legs?
And that could be, I mean...
Oh, my God.
And that could be, honestly, the best case scenario.
Oh, my God. You don't pay up, we're going to break... No, if you don't pay up, we're going to break Ohtani's legs.
What? Wow, then... Yeah, I didn't think about that. God. That could be really... Then we'll really get into some deep
water
there.
Oh, my God. This is some dirty stuff.
But that's the alternative, right?
Hickey, I don't want to have a drink anymore. I don't want to have a cigar. I want to cross the street. I'm going to button my shirts all the way up to the top button. I'm going to help old ladies cross the street. Could you imagine that pressure? Like, you done dug yourself so... And this is a hypothetical. I don't know. But I can only imagine. Like, you have to... But there's two things here. If you are extending Ipe Mizuhara a line of credit because you know Shohei Ohtani got lots and lots of money, like, you can pressure him into debt to continue gambling. And then if you really, really want to be a jerk, I don't know if it would get that far, because it's just like, are you stupid? You're gonna hurt Shohei Ohtani? You're gonna hurt me? Do you understand how much scrutiny that's gonna bring to you? It's gonna tank your whole operation. But it's not that far off, and maybe the stakes are too high just to say, well, bro, you need to pay up, otherwise something bad is gonna happen to you or him. This is nuts. I don't know how all this works with the immigration and what have you, but 33 years in prison, the possibility of being deported? Yo. He screwed his life up. This is nuts. Ipe Mizuhara, Hickey, I don't even think he's like 40 years old. I think he's in his late 30s, I believe. All you had to do was translate words and you would have been good for your whole damn life. He's 39 years old. All he had to do was translate words from English to Japanese and Japanese to English. He would have been good. I'm sure he didn't have to pay for anything. This gambling stuff is nuts. And that's a translator. Earlier today, we learned that a former pirate, a former Padre, he's a former Major League Baseball player because they gave him the boot. Listen to this report, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Following that breaking news from Major League Baseball, where the league has issued a lifetime ban for San Diego Padres infielder Tucapita Moicano, the league also announced a one-year suspension for Oakland A's pitcher Michael Kelly, along with three other minor leaguers as well. Take a look at this. The league says that Moicano made more than 200 bets related to MLB games with the legal sportsbook back in 2022 and 2023. When he's with the Pittsburgh Pirates organization, the league says that those wagers of MLB games totaled more than $87,000. That 25 of those wagers were made on Pirates games while he was assigned to the ball club there. The league also says there is no evidence that the outcome of any of those games were compromised or influenced, as well as manipulated in any way.
Well, it doesn't appear to, because that guy sucked and he wasn't that smart. And you think about all of this. There's a gentleman by the name of Chad Knight. Played college baseball at Duke. Duke was eliminated from the college baseball World Series. His college career was over. Hickey, the first thing that he tweeted, goodbye college baseball. Hello, DraftKings. This is what he tweeted. CSK Knight 27. Let me look this guy. CSK Knight 27. Nah, bro, that's not good timing, man. I don't know what his baseball status is. I've never heard of this gentleman. I just don't think that's a good idea. Let's see if it's still up. Westport, Connecticut. Up, former Little League World Series two-way player. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
He's a former Little League World Series player in his bio?
He's going all in. And maybe he knows he's not playing in the majors. So that's fine, right? Do what you want. He said an hour ago, he tweeted this. My friends and I are looking to place our first bets tonight. If any platform is willing to provide some pre-play, some free play, I will post my picks right here. Oh, my God. Wow.
How many followers does he have?
Not 1,000. 987. I'm pretty sure a lot of them just kind of popped up over the last, like today. Yep, it was 6 hours ago he tweeted this. 1 million people have seen the tweet. Goodbye, college baseball. Hello, DraftKings. The comments. Oh, man, he's a funny guy. I'm looking to create generational wealth in one night. Wow.
So are a lot of people.
That's what happens, right? Yeah, I guess he's not a major league prospect. He wouldn't be dare saying anything. So I guess why not try to make some money and garner some attention on your way out the door? Just pretty hilarious, given some of the dire circumstances we have other individuals in baseball dealing with. Life-altering changes here. Tucapita has been given the boot forever, and then Ipe Mizuhara might be deported. And this is really just the start. We got people everywhere, and you could look at it like alcohol. Like me, I ain't got no problem with gambling. I don't care what you do with what you do or what you have or what you don't. It's your business. Everybody has a choice. Nobody's making anybody do anything. I mean, we can talk about peer pressure. You getting pressured to have a smoke. You getting pressured to have a drink. You getting pressured to gamble. People can pressure you to anything. But as an adult, like, where do you draw the line? Like, when and where do you make your own decisions? And we've seen gambling really take some people out. And it hasn't been kind of baseball. We got Ramona Shelbourne. She's going to join us at the top of the hour. It is just it's a sad, sad state of affairs. I mean, we had a Porter Jr.'s brother get popped for gambling. He was banned from the NBA. Hickey, I think in the world of sports, they're going to have to start. You know how you got like an honor roll and you got detention and they put like the names up on a board? I don't know if this is going to be so frequent that we have to just list names. Like Adam Silver can't come out. Well, I guess he can every 7 months and say a guy is banned. Like at what point is he going to get sick and tired of doing that? Instead of just saying, hey, we're going to release the names of the banned guys in August and just keep it moving from there. Because I know in baseball, we spoke to David Sampson. He said, not a big deal. He thinks this is like 1 in 100 years, but they didn't have virtual sports betting 100 years ago. And if we got one idiot, we're going to have more. They might as well just wait until one dedicated time and put out one big release on a Friday night and keep it moving.
Friday night news dump every Friday?
Yeah, what's the man who wants his wife in the kitchen? Harrison Butker.
Oh, yeah.
They can have Harrison Butker put out the release on a Friday night. I got no problem with gambling. I actually think that for all the money that gets put out, I think they're like here in Georgia. Georgia won't legalize, sports betting and gambling and a physical casino to save our lives. They're worried about the ethics and the destruction of families. And it's like, when do y'all care about ethics? Aren't y'all a business? Like, don't you want some revenue in? Like all the people that be gambling here in Atlanta, people are illegally gambling all over the damn place, ruining their lives one penny at a time. So just do it and take the money. Build something nice for us. Somewhere else for me to have a smoke and a drink. Why not? Anyway, make gambling legal. And do it responsibly. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We found her. We come back on the other side. Ramona Shelbourne's going to come through and chat it up with us. A senior writer, all things basketball for the NBA. Also, there's a new show she's helping produce on FX. We'll talk about it. And of course, the NBA Finals. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your favorite NFL team is getting ready for a new season of football. From OTAs to minicamp, Odyssey is your home for local sports talk and coverage all offseason long. Get updates on key storylines, rapid reactions, rookie reports, and more. From people who know the team the best, it's always football season with Odyssey. Stream the shows you love on your computer, phone, smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.